So a plow guy was out there with a ruler. A plow guy? Yeah, a plow guy was out there with a ruler. So is it 4 inches yet or not? Okay. Well, what do you know? Plow guy with a ruler, I say.
Live from the Rita Talent Pickens
out
Center
there.
In Kenosha, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Clyde Stubblefield on drums. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's all the Kenosha news that isn't, Chicago Tribune film critic Michael Phillips, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's still looking for some papers from his Trapper students, it's Michael Feldman. Yeah.
See, because it's got to be 4 inches or they won't plow it. They won't even look at it. 3 inches, they won't even look at it. Don't even know it's there. It's like it's not there. 4 inches, they go turn the thing on, the plow. Sit there for a while. Let it build up. And really, you shouldn't plow until it's all done snowing, and that'll be sometime in April. How are you all? Nice to be here back in Kenosha. I know I haven't changed a bit. Okay.
You haven't changed a bit.
I haven't changed a bit. This winter, though, is kind of familiar, isn't it? It's kind of... It's like winter in Atlanta around here. It's getting bad. You know, they use so much salt in the county, they had to go with a salt substitute out there. Just had those little packets, and it really took a long time. They tried the soy sauce because they got a lot of soybeans. You know. That was counterintuitive. You get soy ice, actually, is what you do that. It melts a little bit, and then it forms ice. So. Get the black ice, dreaded black soy ice. They spread actually 10,000 tons of salt in mistaken belief they could raise the temperature. During the effort, of course, the county commissioner's wife looked back and turned to a pillar of salt. It was biblical, I'm telling you. These conditions are biblical. There was a heated debate whether to spread her or not. You know, it was really... They did not. I'll say on their behalf, they did not. Oh, so plowing, you know, some say 4 inches, some say six, some say eight, you know, guys. A lot of it depends on the angle, you know, you're looking from. One man's dusting is another man's total accumulation, I always say. Well, in other news, you know what I hate? All this weather. I think weather and news, like church and state, they should be separate. You don't turn on the news and you see weather. Weather is bad here, weather is bad there. Look at the weather. I don't care, that's not news. That's weather. Turn on the news, turn on the weather, you don't expect news. That was unscripted. Because the script isn't working. Okay, and all news that isn't for Kenosha and surrounding environs. A rogue streetcar jumps the tracks, makes it all the way to Myers Cheese Castle. Winterfest in Pleasant Prairie is canceled due to lack of interest in the season. Too much talk about the season already. Let's see here now. Okay. The frozen Asian carp. Oh, yeah, there's a frozen Asian carp pulled in off Southport. Not clear if it was frozen going in. A lot of noise complaints from the power augers, from the ice fishermen. It should be law. You gotta turn those things by hand, or don't even bother going out there. They didn't have power augers in my day. Yes, thank you very much. What are those guys? I mean, they're sitting around a hole. They're not doing anything. They're just talking to one another, you know. And what are they gonna catch? A pike? What do you even do with a pike? Have you ever seen pike on a menu? I've never seen pike on a menu. What do you do with a pike? You throw out the trash fish. Throw them away. Throw them back in the hole. You know, excuse to sit out there and drink beer under uncomfortable conditions. I'm sorry. wasn't scripted. Well, and in the back in the news, it isn't. 600 jobs expected at Amazon warehouse offset by $37 million lost in sales taxes we have to pay. Because the warehouse is here. So if you divide that, that comes to $62,000 a job. Thus, the 250,000 jobs that Governor Walker has promised will cost $15.5 billion. All thanks to the warehouse. After the Racine rejection, Kenosha shopping around its ethics. So far, they tried the Summers, Pleasant Prairie, Waukegan, won't take them. Zion, they get biblical on you. You don't want to take your ethics to Zion. There's also still no vacant building registry in Kenosha, as the non-residents are not filling in their forms. Vacant building registry or treasure map for copper hunters. You know, really, what's it for? Okay, vacant building. Here we go. It's right on the registry. Two guys on 12th Avenue started a fire after pouring gas on a wood-burning stove. The fire chief had some nice words for them, which were totally called for this time. Plus, the T-shirt they were wearing really did look bad. A huge increase in butt calls to 911 when there's nothing they can do for your butt. Kenosha Minutemen have stepped up their patrols at the Metro station to stem the flood of illegal Chicago aliens. You see the logo everywhere. That it's a bedroom with a red slash through it, you know. No more bedroom community. Guess you didn't see that. Bedroom community. That's not insulting, is it? Okay. If you made bedrooms, that'd be one thing. You know, you say, well, we're going to, yeah, they make bedrooms in Kenosha. That's why. Or the Up North Shore, they call it now, too. Well, I'm going to the Up North Shore. Got a cabin up there in Kenosha. Anyway, they missed days of school from the polar vortex to be made up in the island of Grenada in the Caribbean. Grenada, of course, where their motto is school first. By the way, the school first model, you see it on billboards and stuff here. What I want to know, before I go with school first, I'd like to know what my other options are. What are the other choices? You know, like bowling, or going to the movies, or... Then I'll decide. It could, probably, it could be school first. The governor's seven-day work week bill in the Wisconsin legislature has been vetoed by God. And, of course, they were all struck dead after that. You know, God, can't take a joke. However, the seven-day unemployment bill sailed right through. The Beatles' eight-day work week never came to a vote. Come on, this is the news that isn't. Give me a break. Governor Walker is pushing jobs for the disabled, but that's just asking a lot of a guy just to get a job. Piggly Wiggly closes, reopens as Wiggly Piggly. GOP chair and Kenosha boy Rance Priebus says he eats Cheerios no matter what color they are. Rance Priebus, actually his birth name was Gustavus Maximus. A lot of people don't realize that. Okay, a rash of additional car locks being glued has thrown the glue gate prosecution into chaos. As far as I understand, a glue gate is a scandal where Alderman Ruffalo was found glued to Alderman Juliana. And they're blaming each other for it. I have no idea what it means, but only here, I would say. When finished, Highway 50 will be six lanes and lead to Fort Lee, New Jersey. So five lanes will be closed at all times. The Racine correctional officer who grew sour diesel, Master Kush, And Blue Dream Weed at Home is having a closeout sale. Yeah? Which one? The Master Kush? Oh. According to the Kenosha News, a woman born in 1986. They always do that. They give where you were born. You know, a woman born in 1986. It's Kenosha News. Nowhere else. Anyhow, a woman born in 1986 makes the Guinness Book of Records by causing a three-car collision at 52nd Street McDonald's drive-thru. Three-car collision in the drive-thru is a record. And she's born in 1986. That's all we know about it. In casino news, it isn't. Governor Walker says he's between a Potawatomi and a Ho-Chunk. The tribes say Walker speaks with forked tongue. But, you know, I didn't even realize that the Hard Rock were a tribe. Okay. Plowgate gets out of hand as the Common Council. Aldermen are vigorously showing each other how much 4 inches is. The good news is if you live near I-94 and 38th Street, your Amazon package has arrived. Just a personal note here. Has anyone seen my fawn Giggles? Daddy loves Giggles. Let me know if you see her. Okay. In other related items, this is the closest Lake Michigan and hell have come to freezing over in quite a while, actually. There's still some open water between Hades and Muskegon, apparently. If it does freeze over, a land bridge would permit Kenosians to repopulate Michigan with a hardy new genome. So that's the good news. And I'm saying, you know, everything changed a lot around here since everything's changed here except the Villa de Carlo. The exact same decorations hanging in the back of your head as you're trying to eat that they did in 1978. Surprisingly to me, I guess, Kenosha is still missing from the list of popular African-American girls' names. Kenosha! You don't hear that. If you want stats, we got them. For every 100 females, there are 96.7 males. So 3.3 females have to double up. On the other hand, for every 100 females, there are 100 females. So there's that. I'm just saying. All right. I thought I'd get a bigger response from somebody. The Civil War Museum, that's new. We didn't have that here. That's interactive displays of the battle between Kenosha and Racine. I did, of course, my history research. You know, the Potawatomi actually named Kenosha. It means don't eat the pike. or give the pike to the Menominee. Of course, by naming it, they claimed casino rights into perpetuity as part of tribal casino lands. Today, of course, the biggest challenge for Kenosha tourism is to get them past the Pleasant Prairie Outlet Mall. So, you know, my idea is you put the outlet mall in the harbor there so they got to drive through town to get to it. They can see other things on the way, perhaps. You're that or march in and claim Pleasant Prairie for the fatherland. And that's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much. For Kenosha, Racine Sturdivant, Pleasant Prairie, Summers. Oh, yeah. It's snowing out there, but I guess it's not up to 4 inches yet. Anyone know how many inches we've got so far? We have to stay here until it gets to 4 inches so the plow's out. About two, I'm say 2 inches, 2.5, 3, maybe, okay. Another 2 hours. Okay, by the end of this, we could be okay.